Today's movements from Bach's St. Matthew Passion focus more on the Passion's background activities than on dramatic action. We are told that there were many women who followed Jesus all the way from Galilee. They were now observing the crucifixion from a safe distance. We are given the identities of their leaders, Mary Magdalene, who seems to be one of the primary financial supporters, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph. She clearly had a lot at stake in this movement since two of her sons were involved. And the mother of the children of Zebedee. Her sons were identified elsewhere as James and John. So she, too, was heavily invested in what Jesus had been doing. Joseph of Arimathea, apparently a supporter of Jesus but on the side, asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now, this Joseph was another person of considerable wealth, and he had political connections. He was even a member of the council, one of the most powerful political Jewish units recognized by Rome. The Gospel of Mark tells us that Joseph had not consented to Jesus being put to death, and this reveals that the council was not unified on this matter. Not all Jews in high authority had agreed with the high priest of that year. The bas recitative reflects then on evening. Evening as a metaphor. Genesis tells us that Adam's sin was revealed in the coolness of the evening. In the evening, the dove carried an olive branch back to Noah's ark. And now, in the evening of Good Friday, the peace treaty with God is concluded. The bass aria then guides our thinking. This time, the heart, that symbolic center for human emotions and intentions, my heart must prepare itself to become the place where Jesus can be buried. Or in the words of the aria, make yourself pure, O my heart, for I want to bury Jesus himself within me.
Gott gemacht, denn Jesus hat seems a